Music and the Mind. Listen to this PhD student explaining the power of music and its effects on our brains. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the interviewer's questions, A to H, with the answers, 1 to 6. There is one extra question that you do not need to use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers. Example.
Have you heard of Indre Viscontas? She's an opera singer and a neuroscientist, and she's also my PhD research tutor. She's taught me so many wonderful things. I'm really interested in how the brain changes with experience or with learning, especially when it comes to music. Music can help us to heal our bodies, to exercise better, or even to rebuild connections in our brains after an injury.
Answer 1.
If I had to sum up the brain in one sentence and what it's really good at, I would say it's really good at predicting the future. We are essentially pattern-recognizing machines. Every great musician knows that a great performance involves building up tension and then releasing it. And that's because it uses the pattern recognition software in our brain. We love music that has a predictable pattern, maybe one that we've heard before, but that either delays that release of tension or surprises us. We think the melody is going to go in one direction, and then it goes in a different direction.
Answer 2.
Bohemian Rhapsody is a great one, where we have one expectation and then it changes dramatically. And that's one reason people love that song. We see this kind of build-up of the expectation of reward in our brain with the release of neurotransmitters, chemical messages in our body. And then when we get to the climax of the piece, the dramatic peak, the pleasure chemical dopamine is released in the brain.
Answer 3.
You know when songs get stuck in our heads? Those are earworms. The technical term is stuck song syndrome or involuntary musical imagery. It often happens when we're not thinking about it. But if I tell you the name of a couple of songs that often do it, like Who Let the Dogs Out by Baha Men or Bad Romance by Lady Gaga, ra ra ha ha ha, you can probably already hear it in your head. Or if there are young children in your family, Baby Shark. Sorry.
Answer 4.
These songs are really catchy, really memorable. They're not too simple, but they're not too complicated either. And often they don't have a clear ending, or at least we don't remember how they end. The melody, the tune, that's memorable, but not the ending. So if you're trying to get an earworm out of your ear, one strategy is to sing it in your head as vividly as possible until you get to the end. And even if you don't remember the end, make it up.
Answer 5.
Both musicians and music researchers know that we don't see the rhythm, we feel the beat. The parts of our brain that process the beat are the same parts that are involved in planning, movement and action. So we feel it in our bodies, and often our biological rhythms adapt to the rhythm of different beats. This happens, for example, in our brain waves, our heartbeat and our breathing. The music stimulates the parts of our brain that are involved in movement.
Answer 6.
Listening to gentle music when you are anxious can slow down your heartbeat and your breathing, because if the music has a slower beat, then your nervous system will start to match that. So music can be very calming. If patients listen to music before surgery, they often require less sedative, the medicine used to calm our nerves. When people listen to music, their levels of the neurotransmitter cortisol decrease, which means they're less stressed, and so they need fewer sedative drugs.
You will now hear the recording for the second time. Example.
Have you heard of Indre Viscontas? She's an opera singer and a neuroscientist, and she's also my PhD research tutor. She's taught me so many wonderful things. I'm really interested in how the brain changes with experience or with learning, especially when it comes to music. Music can help us to heal our bodies, to exercise better, or even to rebuild connections in our brains after an injury.
Answer 1.
If I had to sum up the brain in one sentence and what it's really good at, I would say it's really good at predicting the future. We are essentially pattern-recognizing machines. Every great musician knows that a great performance involves building up tension and then releasing it. And that's because it uses the pattern recognition software in our brain. We love music that has a predictable pattern, maybe one that we've heard before, but that either delays that release of tension or surprises us. We think the melody is going to go in one direction, and then it goes in a different direction.
Answer 2.
Bohemian Rhapsody is a great one, where we have one expectation and then it changes dramatically. And that's one reason people love that song. We see this kind of build-up of the expectation of reward in our brain with the release of neurotransmitters, chemical messages in our body. And then when we get to the climax of the piece, the dramatic peak, the pleasure chemical dopamine is released in the brain.
Answer 3.
You know when songs get stuck in our heads? Those are earworms. The technical term is stuck song syndrome or involuntary musical imagery. It often happens when we're not thinking about it. But if I tell you the name of a couple of songs that often do it, like Who Let the Dogs Out by Baha Men or Bad Romance by Lady Gaga, ra ra ha ha ha, you can probably already hear it in your head. Or if there are young children in your family, Baby Shark. Sorry.
Answer 4.
These songs are really catchy, really memorable. They're not too simple, but they're not too complicated either. And often they don't have a clear ending, or at least we don't remember how they end. The melody, the tune, that's memorable, but not the ending. So if you're trying to get an earworm out of your ear, one strategy is to sing it in your head as vividly as possible until you get to the end. And even if you don't remember the end, make it up.
Answer 5.
Both musicians and music researchers know that we don't see the rhythm, we feel the beat. The parts of our brain that process the beat are the same parts that are involved in planning, movement and action. So we feel it in our bodies, and often our biological rhythms adapt to the rhythm of different beats. This happens, for example, in our brain waves, our heartbeat, and our breathing. The music stimulates the parts of our brain that are involved in movement.
Answer 6.
Listening to gentle music when you are anxious can slow down your heartbeat and your breathing, because if the music has a slower beat, then your nervous system will start to match that. So music can be very calming. If patients listen to music before surgery, they often require less sedative, the medicine used to calm our nerves. When people listen to music, their levels of the neurotransmitter cortisol decrease, which means they're less stressed, and so they need fewer sedative drugs.